Turn with me, if you would, now to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I'll go ahead and tell you that our text tonight is going to be Psalm 117. We've pretty much read everything but our text. I want to say a couple of things before we look at Psalm 117. There is something very special about simplicity. I believe there is something very, very special about simplicity. I believe it's easier to get to the heart of the matter when you're dealing with something in simplicity. Just how simple can you make it? How basically clear can you make it? When I read Psalm 117, I was immediately struck by the heartfelt sincerity of its simplicity. I was just struck by it. I immediately thought of Zechariah 4, verse 10, which says, "Who hath despised the day of small things?" Don't despise small things. There can be great glory in them. Great glory. Just because something is great to us, that doesn't mean it's great to God. Just because something is grand and great to us, that doesn't at all mean it's great to God. That made me think of this verse right here in Matthew 6. If you look at verse 7, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." He said, they think that just because their prayers are long, and I can enter into that. I don't even accuse men of false religion by, you know, pridefully saying, how long can I go with this thing? I can enter into that. If I really want him to hear me, I can't stop sometimes. If I'm in desperate need, I just keep asking and keep asking. And we're commanded to do that. So I enter into this. But in the context, what our Lord is saying here is they think that just because their prayers are long, they think their prayers are great, and God will hear them because of that. But he said, that's not so. That's not so. That made me think of this right here. Turn over to Matthew 14. Matthew 14, verse 25, it says, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying," this was his prayer, right? This was his whole prayer. He cried, "Lord, save me." Three words. Lord, it has to be you. Let's Let's get to the heart of the matter. We don't have time to fluff it up with anything. Let's get right to the heart of the matter. It has to be you. It has to be you. I'm looking to you. I'm crying out to you. If you don't do something for me, I'm dead. It's all on you. Lord, save. I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I'm in a desperate condition. I'm in a place where I need to be saved. Lord, save. Your name is Savior. Call your name Jesus because you will save your people. Lord, save me. Don't just save sinners. Save me. Lord, include me, the chief of sinners. Me. There's heart in that prayer. There is heart in that simple little prayer. Verse 31 says, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him." You know what that means? That means that simple little prayer was a fervent, effectual prayer. Lord, save me. He was saved. I believe you will immediately see why I was caused to dwell on the beauty and the glory of simplicity. Just simple, simple simplicity. The simple truth, a simple gospel of good news, a simple communication to God, just a very simple communication to God. I believe you will immediately notice why all of that came to me as soon as you see Psalm 117. Turn with me over there. Psalm 117. We're going to begin reading in verse 1, and we're going to read all the way down to the end of this psalm, the end of this chapter. This is the shortest psalm in the Bible, 2 verses. This is the shortest chapter in the Bible. But oh, the glory that is in this psalm. What is said in these two little verses? Just watch and see how glorious this is. Verse 1 says, David said, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Enough said. Amen. Whatever we are called on to do in the manner of praising and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's preaching or praying or whatever it is, let's remember that it's not the length of it. It's not the length of it. I struggle to pray publicly. I feel like I have vain repetitions. I feel like I just say the same thing over and over again. I know you men do also. I've called on different men to pray, and they say, "I'm not comfortable praying." And I understand that. I'm not. But let's all remember that it's not in the length of our prayer. It's not in what kind of job we're doing. It's not in the length. It's in the love. It's not in the eloquence. It's in the sincerity. If we could go into our closet whenever we pray publicly, if the Lord would build four walls right here, when we pray publicly, we're praying on behalf of everybody listening. Our Lord said, "Our Father." And whenever we stand up and pray publicly, we're praying on behalf of everybody. But our prayer is that the Lord would let us just go into this closet and forget that anybody's listening, and forget about what kind of job I'm doing, and forget about how long it lasts, and forget about all those things. And just realize that it's not a head matter to people, it's a heart matter to God. And if the Lord would let me just say one word in sincerity, He'll hear that. He will hear that. David right here said in this short little psalm, he said three things. This is what he said. He said, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Well, David, you're kind of a one-trick pony there, aren't you? Is that your whole message? That's it. That's the whole message. Beginning, middle, end. You're just going to harp on the same note. I believe it was Brother Darvin Pruitt who tells the story of an old man sitting there playing the guitar. And he's playing one string, one fret, with one finger, over and over again. And young man comes up to him and he says, "Sir, is that the only note you're going to play?" And the old man says, "Yep." And the young man said, "Well, wouldn't you like to learn some other notes and move around a little bit?" And the old man said, "Nope." And the young man said, "Why not?" The old man said, "You fellas who move up and down the neck, y'all are looking for the note." He said, "I found it." Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. David found it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother David Edmondson tells the story of an auction that he went to a few years ago. And they were auctioning off all kinds of different items. And while one man was calling the auction, there was another man next to him that was showing the item being auctioned. He was displaying it and, you know, showing how it works and all that stuff. And one of the items that came up was an old dinner bell that came from an old farm, an old working farm. They had a dinner bell that they would ring when it was time for dinner. And the guy that was displaying the dinner bell, he started ringing it. And David said at first it was intriguing. It was interesting to hear the sound of it. But he said he didn't stop. And the whole time the auctioneer was calling the auction, that guy was just ringing the bell over and over again. And David said it started to get on his nerves. And it started to hurt his ears. And he was thinking, "Won't you please just stop?" And he said he got to thinking about it later. He thought, "That bell was annoying to me. And I bet it was annoying to everybody else who was standing there with me. But," he thought, "I know who it wouldn't have been annoying to. That farmhand out there in the field, been working all day long. He's tired, he's hot, he's sweating, he's hungry, he's longing for that bell. He's waiting to hear that bell. He's needing to hear that bell. The sound of that bell to that soul would say, 'Come and dine. It's time for rest.' That bell says, 'It's time for rest. All things are made ready.' That soul cries, 'Ring it o'er and o'er again.' You want me to ring the bell again? Yes, sir. Ring it again. Ring it again. The weary soul who is longing for Christ and wanting Christ and needing Christ cries, 'Sing it over again to me.'" Wonderful words of life. Preach it over and over again. Glorify Him. Glorify Him. Glorify Him. Thank Him. thank him, thank him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Verse 1 says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Now, in these two verses, David tells us exactly why we praise him. Verse 2 says, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Because this psalm is so small, I looked up all of these words in a concordance. I just went through each one and looked up the definition, the meanings of every one of these words, and I want to give the definitions to you because I believe it will more clearly explain what David is saying right here. Verse 1 says, oh, praise the Lord. The Hebrew word for that is hallelujah. When people say hallelujah, what they're saying is, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise means, this is the definition of the word, it means shine the light on. It means boast of. It means celebrate. It means commend. And it means glory in. The Lord. That means God. That means Jehovah. Father, Son, and Spirit. That name means the existing one. The self-existing one. Praise him. Celebrate him. Shine the light on him. Acknowledge him. Who are you talking to, David? Who should do that? He said in verse 1, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Does it register with us that we are Gentiles? You ever thought about that? We always talk about spiritual Israel and being sheep and all those things. Does it register that we are Gentiles? You know, when it talks about the Gentiles and the heathens and the... does it register that that's us? Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, in the flesh having no hope and without God in the world, but God who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ, and by grace we're saved. That's how it is for the Jews too. We're Gentiles, that's how it is for the Jews too. They're not all Israel which are of Israel. But God had mercy on some. He didn't have to. He didn't have to save anybody. He didn't owe it to anybody. But in his merciful kindness, he chose to save people out of every tribe, nation, kindred, and tongue on this earth. That gives me so much hope. Everywhere. God so loved the world. Souls out of every tribe, nation, kindred, and tongue. That's why every nation and every people ought to praise the Lord. Everybody ought to. Verse 2 says, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. It's great toward us. Merciful means compassion. It means pity. That's what it means. If God has mercy on us, he's showing his pity to us and his compassion to us by not giving us what we deserve. And the only way that's possible is by giving Christ what we deserve. Kindness means grace, mercy and grace. Kindness means goodness. It means faithfulness. His faithfulness to us. It means favor. It means beauty. It means love. His mercy and his grace. His compassion and his goodness. His pity and His faithfulness, the beauty of His favor, the beauty of His love is great toward us. And it is. It is so great toward us. It's great. In that word, great, we see the glory of the gospel. I almost didn't look that word up because I thought, well, I know what that means. I'm so glad the Lord calls me to look it up anyway. Listen to this. Great means has prevailed. That's what the word means. Has prevailed. His mercy has prevailed. His grace has prevailed. His compassion, His pity has prevailed. His goodness, His faithfulness, His love has prevailed toward us. Toward us. Where did all of that prevail toward us? On the cross of Calvary. The cross of Christ, our Lord and our God. His mercy prevailed. That's where God was rich in mercy to us. What mercy it was. His grace prevailed. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. His faithfulness prevailed toward us. The usward. Every chosen soul that God the Father gave to Christ, every chosen vessel of mercy, every chosen recipient of grace, the beauty of the sacrifice of His love for them, the beauty of the sacrifice of His blood, the beauty of the sacrifice of His body, the sacrifice of Himself. That sacrifice was great. It was great. It prevailed. He prevailed for us in putting away our sin forever. Forever. Verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. The truth means the certainty, the stability, the certainty and the stability of the Lord, Jehovah, the existing one. He is the truth. He said, I am the truth. His truth endureth. That means stands firm. His truth stands firm. This truth right here will stand firm. Forever. I love the definition of this one. Forever means time out of mind. Forever. Everything that we do is subject to time. Everything that we do. There's going to come a day when time is out of mind. Eternity. Forever. In Christ, in His blood, in His sacrifice, in His gift, His merciful kindness is great toward us. And in Christ, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. And this is what David said about that. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I don't ever get tired of hearing that. I really don't. God's people do not get tired of hearing that. And they don't ever get tired of saying that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Christ Jesus the Son and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Amen. Let's all stand together. We're going to sing that.